The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and joining us from Netball Northern Ireland is Emma Graham. First of all, why did you decide to do something like this now, and maybe off the back of that Com Games success, perhaps?
This has been in the pipeline for a while. So basically, it's come about from the findings of our youth working group that was set up as part of the strategic plan for 2021-25. Basically, we recruited a whole load of young people to come on board and be part of working group to investigate kind of how we can move youth netball forward, what our young people want, and how we can engage them in netball and how we can keep them engaged, you know, as they move into adulthood and beyond. So they looked at what other governing bodies and sports were doing in relation to youth development, and they made a whole host of recommendations to the board. And then we allocated a little bit of funding from the Good Relations Fund to allow for this programme. So basically, this was an idea from young people about what other young people would want. So that was kind of how it was born. The pilot programme is going to be a 3-month programme, so January to March. And hopefully, once we've evaluated that, looked at the success of it, looked at what worked, what didn't work, how we can improve it, we're hoping to launch next year a kind of season-long programme to empower, support, upskill our young players across Northern Ireland.
So mainly on this time, looking for people aged between that 14 and 19 bracket as well. So it's not just that netball side of things, but life skills as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and this just in the pilot programme, over the 3 months, we're looking to provide a couple of in-person kind of days, offering our young people an intro to coaching award, intro to umpiring award, but alongside that, mental health workshop, good relations workshop, team building workshops, possibly a training session with some of the warriors to let our young people see, well, what actually does it take, you know, to train at that level to play international netball, and ask the warrior session virtually. And then looking at some youth forum meetings again to kind of find out how we should shape competition for youth going forward, you know, linking up with our schools officer, our primary schools officer, and letting these young people kind of generate more ideas, because they are the future of our netball. So we want to find out what they want and how they see netball moving forward.
I'd suggest as well the opportunity to see the Warriors train even virtually is a big plus side of things. So something like
Absolutely. This
is ideal.
Absolutely. And it's kind of twofold. I mean, we have a lot of young netballers that they play for the social element of it. Their aspirations maybe don't go beyond schools netball or club netball, but they are so interested in what our Warriors are doing, you know, what trainers they're wearing, what they eat for breakfast, how they train, what they're doing on social media. And then you do have that competitive group of young people who do have aspirations to play, you know, for their country. And they're looking at those Warriors and they're asking different questions and they're looking at their training in a different way. So, yeah, it's really exciting for all the young people that are kind of getting involved. That's a big area that they are really keen to find out more about.
And like you said earlier as well, it's just that, just having that extra little bit of a voice in the development of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have got such talent in the young people that are involved in our sport already with some of the applications that have been coming in for this programme. I mean, we have young people, there's a couple of people from the kind of Oma, Fermanagh area where netball isn't as big as it is in other areas. But we've got young people who maybe don't have a club to play in, so are setting up social netball by themselves. So they're taking the skills that they have and using them. So we really want to, as an organisation, harness that enthusiasm and those skills and to kind of help push them forward, give them the tools and skills that they need to keep netball going, to grow our netball family across the country.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that tweet, give us some idea of some of the requirements from the athletes that are going to be applying.
Yeah, so basically, because it is a very short programme, it is a pilot, it's 3 months of intense, let's see what we can cram in. So basically, we're asking them to be available on 2 occasions. So it'll be 2 Saturdays between January and March. And on those Saturdays, we'll meet in a kind of generally central location for everyone. And we'll cram as much into those days as we can. So, for example, the first one will be the intro to coaching. It'll be a good relations workshop. It'll be a whole load of team building things. It'll be a training session of some description. So it'll either be, you know, we'll have one of our coaches come down, or it might be that one or two of the warriors are available and they can come down. So basically it's attendance at both of those. So a willingness to travel. And I think for our netballers, particularly our netballers perhaps in the Northwest, they're used to travelling. So that, I don't think, is going to be a hindrance. And looking at where the applications have come from geographically, it's not putting people off. And then the other kind of side of it is the attendance, as you said, at the kind of virtual online stuff. So we're going to try and meet once a month, so over those 3 months, virtually. And again, it'll be a mixture of us providing something for them, but also us asking our young people to, you know, give their netballers, the netballers in their area, a bit of a voice, tell us what they're looking for, you know, how we can enhance our social media presence, what is it that age group are looking to see in terms of social media, in terms of opportunities, in terms of training, in terms of competition. So it's a kind of twofold thing. It's providing opportunities for our young people, but also harnessing that enthusiasm and that interest and the ideas that they have, because they have far more exciting ideas than we have.
Plenty of information's already been shared online on that tweet, but how do we apply in the meantime?
So you can do it one of two ways. You can either apply via video, so make a video of yourself answering the various questions that are on the application, so telling us a bit about your netball journey, why you're involved in netball, why you want to be involved in this programme. And then the killer question at the end, if you were an animal, what would you be and why? So you can do that either in video form, which lots of applicants have done, and it's been really lovely. Or you can do it in written form, either handwritten, send us a picture, or typed in an email and send that in to myself, Good Relations Officer at Netball NI.
I expect as well for that question, what animal, you'll be getting lots of interesting answers, and that really gives an insight into different mindsets.
Oh, absolutely. And the important bit isn't what animal would you be, but it's definitely the why and the reasons that some of our young people are given for their choice of animal. It is really interesting. We're getting a few recurring animals, you know, a few recurring themes, but there are some real left field ones coming in there. So yeah, it's really interesting and really exciting to see what our young people are coming up with.
Emma, thanks for your time. And to remind everybody of your email is goodrelationsofficer@netball.ni. Thanks again.
No problem at all. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.